Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 today, verses 23 and 24. 2 Corinthians 1, 23 and 24. Paul says, "But I call God to witness against me. It was to spare you that I refrained from coming again to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy and for you to stand firm in your faith." Let me read these two verses to you again. We're getting our challenge from these today. Paul says, "I call God to witness against me." And if I, as some people say, if I'm lying, I'm dying. "It was to spare you that I refrained from coming again to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy and for you to stand firm in your faith." Paul explains why he hadn't come. Remember, we saw earlier, he had planned to come and he had told me he planned to come, but then he didn't. Paul now explains that the reason why he didn't visit when they thought he would is because he cared for them and he wanted a happy visit, not a harsh one. There were some issues in the church and he had to write them a harsh letter, and he wanted them to have repentance and get this thing squared away on their own with their walk with the Lord, so that when he showed up, he could be an encouragement and not come in and have to bring the whip. Folks, listen, the Bible's real clear that we who are in leadership have authority. But we're to lead in such a way that Jesus does. The harsh judgment is for the unbelievers. But for those who are in Christ, he woos, if you will. He offers, he cajoles, he pleads, he asks us to surrender, to repent. Paul talks about that very clearly in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Listen to verses 1 through 8. 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 8. Paul says, "For yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain, but though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity or any attempt to deceive, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak. Not to please men, but to please God, who tests our hearts. For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with the pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others, though we could have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother taking care of her own children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us." Did you catch that? He then jumped down to verse 11 and says, "You know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." Paul says, we came to you in love. We have authority. We could have demanded things as apostles of Christ, but we didn't do that. We didn't lord our authority over you. We treated you like a mother, like a father. We encouraged, we challenged, we shared love and compassion. And Philemon, verses 8 through 16. 8 through 14. Philemon, verses 8 through 14. Paul says to Philemon, "Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man now and a prisoner for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he's indeed useful to you and me. I am sending back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I preferred to do nothing without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord." You know, God's word says that when it comes to our giving, which he commands, he says at the same time, "I want you to do it willingly, generously, not under compulsion." God encourages, he exhorts, but he doesn't force. In the same way, we all have to live that way amongst each other. And 1 Peter 5 is Peter's writing to the fellow elders. Listen to what he says in 1 Peter 5. He says, "I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that's among you, exercising oversight, but not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you'll receive the unfading crown of glory." Paul, in our passage for today, says, look, the reason I didn't come isn't because I'm wishy-washy and my yes and no aren't the same. He says, it's because I cared for you and I wanted you to get this situation fixed so that my visit would be a good visit, not a harsh one. Do you have a love for people that shows compassion I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.